more than just about math and English. And our KXL Everyday Hero this week knows that. Rachel Bell teaches third grade and has been named Len Benton Lincoln's Regional Teacher of the Year. She talked to KXL's John Eric Smith about that honor.
I'm so honored to even be a part of people who are representing Oregon in such a beautiful way. It really is such a privilege, and to be a part of GAPS and represent our Greater Albany Public Schools.
What was your favorite subject growing up?
I think all of school was my favorite subject. I had a really difficult childhood, but school was my sanctuary, and I actually was not a good student at all. None of the subjects were my favorite, but school was my favorite. And so I went to school as a reprieve and to connect with my teachers. My teachers kept me in education for sure.
Are you able to provide that kind of similar situation, that kind of sanctuary situation, or is that a goal for you to your own students?
Oh, definitely. In Albany, our school is a Title I school right now, and we serve our homeless shelters downtown. And I think kids coming to you every day and seeing them, I think it's certainly easier to connect when you've been, like I was a very disengaged student. I was very much a rascal in school. In fact, my first grade teacher called me. I have not called him back, and I'm so excited to hear from him to let him know. And I think it's the same way I feel when my teachers check in with me is what I would like to be for my kids. They come to me and ask me things like, do you remember me? And I'm like, how could I forget you? Like, you've changed my life, but I also hope that I have changed their life in some way. Like, they're the reason why I'm here. And so every day I try to make sure that they feel loved and welcomed at any moment. Like, any moment I feel like they're my family, and I hope to be that person for them for life. So like when they come and ask me, do you remember me? I'm like, is it weird that I remember all of your names? Like, I will forever be invested in their lives. And I hope that is not uncomfortable for them, because I cannot wait for my first class to graduate high school.
I got to ask, how does someone who describes themselves as a rascal, and you definitely said a disengaged student,
yeah,
how does that child grow up to be a teacher, much less a Teacher of the Year teacher?
My parents really struggled in their marriage, and my dad had an opioid addiction. And so that was really hard as a child. But the emotional part for me is that all of my teachers recognize that. And I recognize that in kids now, their potential. I see it like even in third grade, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're the next Supreme Court justice. But somebody thought that about me, and they didn't give up on me. That was true in elementary school. That was true in middle school. Now I see it as a teacher. I was flagged as a dropout or a high risk. And I know what that means now. But as a student, I just thought I was participating in these really great programs. And they were getting me out of the house and exposing me to colleges and helping me with my FAFSA. And I would never have done that on my own. I'm from Grants Pass, Oregon. My school system helped me become who I am. They taught me literally how to write a check, how to be financially responsible. Where would you go to get health services should you need them? What is college? Like, holy cow, there's other states beyond Oregon. They taught me those things. And I think if everybody missed that as a kid, I would be in a much different spot. And so it makes me emotional because I see that now, and I know how much work that took as a teacher now. I know how much time and effort and maybe how many sleepless nights they too, as I share with them now, like they spent trying to get me to be just a good human and beyond a student. It was not about teaching at the time. I graduated with a 2.7 GPA. I did not have good grades, but my teachers inspired me to be a good person and to contribute to our society. And I think that's what carried with me today as a teacher and giving that back to kids, that you don't have to necessarily go to college or make a lot of money, but you could be happy and you could be a good person. And so they've gifted me that.
All right, Rachel Bell is now in for the running for Oregon's 2022 Teacher of the Year. If you have a hero you'd like to nominate, just send us an email, hero@kxl.com.